Today's daf is Sota Daf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Moshe Ben Yosef Cook, Dr. Milton Cook, whose vision of Torah education has served as the foundation to his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We thank everyone for the family for the sponsorship. And we are on the second daf in Masechta Sota, Sota Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Mabeis. As yesterday, we Baruch Hashem had a haschala into this new world. Every Masechta has its own personality. Every Masechta has its own world, its own set of rules, its own makeup. And we started yesterday the makeup of Maseches Sota. And as we will see, there is, besides the Lamdas of Sota, there are Ma'amari Chazal, there are Agadatas, especially in this first parak, as we'll see, and we'll have a couple of them today as well. Says the Gemara now on Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Chanina from Misura said, we just had, if we remember, the different opinions, how many Eidim one needs for all the different stages of Kinui v'stira. So the Mishnah quoted a machlokes. The Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer said 2 for kinui, 1 for stira. Rabbi Yeshua said 2 for both. And in the Brisa we had a third opinion, another version of Rabbi Eliezer, 1 for kinui and 2 for stira. It was the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Chanina Misura says lo lema inish leitze bizman hazeh lo tistri bahadi ploni. A person shouldn't say bizman hazeh to their wife, don't have yichud with ploni. Meaning, he shouldn't do kinui. A man shouldn't do kinui today. Why? Dilma kaimalan k'Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we hold like the virgin in the brisa of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar kinui apiyatzvo umistera v'leka. And maybe we hold like that opinion that kinui is even with one or by the husband himself. Umitzera. And the woman will have then have yichud v'leka idnag meisota lemivdecha. And nowadays we don't have the meisota to check, as the Mishnah says later on, we don't have it anymore. V'kaser leilave yisura de laolam. And if a woman is in a state of suffix sota and there's no water to drink, then she's asa forever. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina advises not to do a bizman hazeh. Somebody pointed out after the shir yesterday, just an important ha'ara, and that is this yichud idea of yichud of kinui is in most cases added on to a regular Isser Yichud. As we said, if a certain man is not related, there's already an Isser Yichud, but this adds on. Sometimes, though, it might create an Isser Yichud even when there isn't an Isser Yichud. For example, we have the heter of Baala Ba'ir. If the husband's in town, so then in certain cases there is no Isser Yichud. But obviously, if the husband sometimes could be one of the witnesses of the stira, or if the husband is in town, it could still be usher. Even if it was mutter mitzad hilchas yichud, it would be usher mitzad the fact that the husband warned. So it's not always parallel in terms of the general issur yichud and this could be more inclusive besides the isurim of yichud that apply, as we'll talk about later in the Masechta, to some of the arayos. Okay, so the Rabbi Chanina it starts us off by saying it's not a good idea to do kinui bizman hazeh because maybe it would be a kinui. The Rishash here wonders why are we so nervous? There's a das yachid that says maybe kinui. Do we always worry about das yachidim? Especially because in the Mishnah we didn't say that. It's really the Tosfos Yontif's kasha. Also, actually, we'll read it from the Rishash. The Rishash wonders here. He says, "Beis Mabeis Avakashali, my dekamar del mahalacha grabio Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yosi to im kain b'chol makom de pal yachid arabim lechumra lo nasek arabim hamikilim del makayim alanka yachid v'achas tamad masdizim del kamase." What's the Gemara worried about? Why are we so nervous? We worry about every das yachid. Every das yachid, we have to be nervous. We can't go lekula for a das yachid. So Rabbi Yeshua and v'chulu lechay nirali. Devadai says the Rishash, b'chol makom samchinen haklali shebiyadenu. No, normally we have rules. Yachid v'rabim alacha k'rabim. You have machlokas between these people, we go like this person. You never have to be worried, choshesh. Shepiskei halachas yachid v'rabim alacha k'rabim. Ploni aploni alacha k'ploni. V'chol kayotzi b'zeh, we have rules. And we're generally not choshesh. How many times in halacha are we choshesh for another opinion? Very few. It comes up sometimes, but very few. Why do Ashkenazim make a bracha on the shel rosh and then say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed? Because Rechoshes, like the sheet of the Rambam, that says that What doesn't make a bracha on the shel rosh? Okay, but that is a chumra. We ikar din Ashkenazim don't pasken like the Rambam. Or there are a couple of other opinions. Why do we have the mezuzah diagonally? Right, pshara, Rashi Tosfos. Right, maker. Why do some people put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? But maker, do we pasken like Rashi? Right, not like Rabbeinu Tam. That's why you're not allowed to put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam until after all of davening. Because you have to, the Ikra Din is to have Tefillin Darashi on. Right? So there are a few times here and there we're choshesh for a Das Yachid. Though the Shulchan Aruch says in the name of the Maharami Rutenberg, to, maybe if I give too many examples, it'll undermine the principle. But Tefillin Zaderech to try to do Smucha L'Chavrta. There are a couple here and there, but 99% of the Machlokos were not choshesh. And that's what the Rishash says. Ella de Rav Chista, but Rabbi Chanina here, Shama lahadere shlokish de samuch. We're about to have a shita of Reish Lakish, which seems to be partially based on the shita that we just quoted of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rak da Hashmua lo haya bri relay. He just didn't exactly know why Reish Lakish said what he said, what it was based on. Lachid chashash ulay Hashmua nechona. Ulahachi. So it wasn't, it was specifically here. Because he had a little hint of maybe we do paskin like that. Valahaki bizbana mikdash ain lachush in the mizbara hashmua mechuvenas yashkena. Bizbana mikdash is not a problem because then we would just give the drink. Viyodis sanhedrin haibim koman umehente se torah vahalacha brura. We would know exactly what we paskin. But generally the Rishah says we shouldn't understand this suggestion and advice as always be choshesh for the das yachin. That's not what we do. It's not what we do. That's not how we have to live our lives in halacha. We paskin like who we paskin like. Okay, let's continue. Amar Reish Lakish. So here we have a machlokas that was already alluded to yesterday. Reish Lakish says, Ma Lashon Kinui. The language of Kinui, the Kineas Ishto, it's an unusual language. The Torah uses other Lashonos for warning in other contexts. Why here does the Torah use this unusual Lashon of Kinui? So 2 days in the Gemara. Ma Lashon Kinui, number one, Davar Hamatal Kina. Kinui is from the word kina, jealousy or anger, right? Something that ruins the relationship, beinola veinacherim, between her, this woman, who now cannot be around many other people, veinacherim, and others. Al-Maksavar, what is that based on? Why would kinui create dissonance? Why would it create separation between her and everyone else? Maksavar, Shlakish maybe holds kinui al piyatzmo. A husband can be kane based by himself. You don't even need edim for that. And if he does that, if it's only one person there, like the husband, not everybody's going to know about it. They're just going to see that she's separating from them. They're going to see that she's not going to the kiddushim anymore. They're going to see that she's minding her own business. They're not going to know why, and that's going to create resentment. So maybe that's what it's based on. V'kuli amalo yadi dekani law. Not everybody will know that the husband warned his wife, the Amri, and they'll say, Mai dekama dekabava. What's going on here that she's separating from us? V'asi l'mevad kina bahada. So Reish Lakish says, kinui is from the word kina, could create resentment between the whole world and her. So that could be, that's what the Rishash was just talking about, that could be based on the opinion that kinui could be done just with the husband, so it's very private. Nobody knows the reason why she's separating. That's number one. Rav Yemar, Bar Shalmiya, Mishmeda Abaya Amar. No, different idea. Davar Hamatil Kina Bein Olavei. No. It's not about issues, about dissonance between the world and her, but between her and her husband. Alma, what's that svara based on? Ksavar, kinui, al pishnayim edim. The warning has to be done in front of two. So everybody knows that, and why she is not being next to other people anymore. So we're not worried about the whole world. But we're worried about what this kinui is going to do with the relationship that she says, oh, my husband thinks I'm doing things with this guy. That's going to be great. Everyone knows. She's going to, he's going to cause kina. Why? Bottom Rashi. She's going to be upset and annoy him because of what he was choshed her, and it's going to be a cyclical, problematic relationship. But again, the word kina itself means jealousy or ka'as, anger. Rashi quotes, third to last line, the pasuk from the end of the Torah, him kinuni below el. Hashem says, they have made me angry based on stam avodah zarah for nothing. The Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned yesterday brings a proof to what he says from this line of the Gemara that we just read. Remember the Minchas Chinuch said that kinui can be done for more than one person, it can even be done for the whole world. The husband says, don't have yichud with anybody, the whole world. So that could work. Where do you get that from? Says the Minchas Sinuch. What did our Gemara just say? Our Gemara said that kinui could create problems between her and the world. What do you mean the world? It must be there's more than one person that she's not being next to, right? If it was just one person and she could talk to everybody else, it's not going to create kinui between her and the whole world. So that's what the Minchas Sinuch says. He thinks this is a raya to our discussion. Ksas raya. He quotes from Sota Beis Mabeis, and he quotes Rashi, Shepodeles min ha'anashim, ve'im b'ish prati, he bodeles rak mizeh, v'lo mishar anashim, al karchach mayri, b'mekani la, im kol anashim. So he says, I think this Gemara is a raya. V'im kiyesh litchos, even though it's not a foolproof raya, lani yastaiti, ein tzarech raya, shu damar pashit. You don't even need a raya. It's obvious. Why should there be any difference between doing kinui to one man and doing kinui about 10 men or the whole world? Right? It shouldn't make a difference. That's the Menchas Chinuch's discussion in Kshin Samachay Sif Tes. Okay? Other achronim aren't so sure, but that is the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, here we go. So, Alma. So, once we have this machloka, so we say on top, Alma Kasavri, from the fact that we just have this discussion, that the kinui could lead to difficulties, either between the husband and the wife, or, right, ultimately, yes, as we said yesterday, the whole parsha of Sota is supposed to bring shalom bias. But the kinui originally, the Gemara says, seems to not bring shalom bias, and do the opposite. So, Alma Kasavri to Asa Lakanos. So you see from here, it sounds like it's not a good idea to do kinui. Right? It doesn't sound like it's a good idea in any case. Top Rashi, Kivan to Amri Lashon Hatolas Kinahu. Since either way, it's causing kina between different individuals, so Pashas is that it's Usur Lakanos. That is what we see from this both previous opinions. Let's just continue, and then we'll talk about that opinion. Amanda Amar Mutol Lakanos, Ma'ol Lashon Kinui. But there is another opinion out there. There was a Mesorah that there's a Machlokas, Usur and Mutter. So what about the Pirshon that says Mutter? What is the Lashon of Kinui then? Why would it be okay? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Ein Kinui El Lashon Asra. Kinui just means warning. Without any negative connotations. Kinui means to warn. V'chein hu omer. V'yikanei Hashem la'artso. Hashem warned about his land. Right, a pasuk in Yoel, one of the Trei Asars. That is Machlokes, Asur, or Motulakanos. Ask the Tosfos HaRosh on yesterday's daf. What's the svara to say Asur Lakanos? If a man sees that his wife is not behaving in a tzias fashion, she's hanging out with a certain man, she's getting too close to a certain man, and maybe he's doing it for her own benefit. Maybe she has this urge, and the husband loves his wife. The husband doesn't want his wife to do anything that she would be sorry for. So he says this. So what else is the husband supposed to do? Right? If he sees his wife behaving in this way. That's the Tosfos HaRosh's kasha. How can you say also lekanos in certain situations? Tema, v'chiyim adam roe es ishto, she prutza, v'nisterasim arayos, lama ye also lekanos la? What's the problem? So says the Tosfos HaRosh, maybe it's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi right here connects whether it's a good idea to do kinui or not to the Machlokas, the last Mishnah Meseches Gittin, Daf Tzadi. Machlokas there, many are familiar with the Machlokas, Beisharis Hillel, what's the basis for divorcing a wife? Could a person only divorce his wife if there is Matzah Dvar Erva? Or even for less reasons, even for the unusual, found a more beautiful one, burning the food all different days. We've spoken about that in the past, those types, how can we suggest that? But either way, the Yerushalmi here links the Asur Lakanos Shita to the Shita that says one can divorce their wife for less purposes than a Vadai Dvar Erva. That's why it's Asur Lakanos, because there are other options. According to the one that says Mutar Lakanos, they hold, like I think it was Beis Shammai over there that says, only if it's a Vadai Matzah Badvar Erva. So then divorce is not an option. So what's the other option? Mutar Lakanos. So then do Kinui. But if a woman is not being faithful and her husband has other options, so that's what the Yerushalmi links it to, Ratzon Lagaresh Yagaresh. So again, which one is better? You know, having a marriage where the husband and the wife suspect each other, but the marriage is still going on, versus, you know, moving on, that's a tough call, but that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Gemara, obviously, at the end of Gittin says, whenever there's a divorce, Rachman al-Islam, the Mizbeach cries, it's terrible, it's a tragedy, but the flip side, the Tosfos HaRosh says, what if they're not being faithful to each other? But it's not a good idea to keep the marriage there. So again, that's the Tosfos HaRosh on yesterday's daf, linking the this machlokes to the machlokes at the end of Meseches Gittin. Right, is it talking about today? It's hard to say that it's just talking about today because we're going back to the pasuk in the Torah. So you're saying the pshat of the Torah, the kinoi means a bad thing, but only post when you can't do? In the Torah, it sounds like you're about to do the parsha of Sota.
No, I'm saying if you don't have no choice in the time of the Torah, then okay, the kinoi is not the best thing.
Okay, if you don't have a choice, I guess the Gemara is assuming that we're explaining what the word kinoi means in the Torah. And in the Torah, it's talking about a time period when you can go through the whole process of Sota. And it still has negative connotations, right, from the word anger. Between her and the world, or her and her husband. That's what I think. Everybody would agree that Bezmanazeh, it wouldn't be a good idea. Tanya, even the one that says Mutar Lekanos, Bezmanazeh would not be a good idea. Fourth line, Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Adam over Aveira Baseser, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Machrez Alav Galui. When a man violates an Aveira in private, mankind, Vakadosh Baruch Hu is Machrez Alav Galui. No, it's going to be paid back in the future. And that's what happens by Sota, right? It's a private sin, but ultimately the punishment is going to be in public if a Kaddish Baruch Hu feels that that is something that should be done. Shneamar, va'aver alav ruach kinah ve'navera el lashon achraza. That's like an announcement. Shneamar, va'itzam Moshe ve'aviru kol b'machane. Right, sometimes we do something in private, and the opposite is public. And the same thing applies to mitzvahs. Right? Somebody does a mitzvah in private, they try not to anybody, they don't want anybody to notice it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz in public. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back begali. But that's, we can't hide anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein shichacha, ein nistar, rather think you say chavotcha. Remember Nasan HaNavi when he tells David HaMelech. When he punishes, he says, you did something binistar, right, with Batsheva, whatever happened there, according to all the different pshatim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nasan says, they're going to pay you back begalui, right, the rest of the Sefer, with all of his children, you know, it's going to happen begalui. That's what we have to realize. There's nothing hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reish Lakish Amar, where does Sota come from? Ein Adam over Aveira, El Imke Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus. A person doesn't do an Aveira unless some ruach of foolishness, of not thinking clearly, of being a shota, you know, goes into him or her. Shene'emar, ish ish ki siste ishto. Tiste ishto, that's where the word sota comes from. So tishte ksiv. So the Marsha says, we switch the sin and the shin, we switch the shin into a samach, and that's why it's from the word, when ki siste ishto is that a woman would do this if she has a ruach shtus in her. What does that mean? The Maharal writes, again, there's a lot to say about these ideas, that a person is never thinking clearly when they're doing an Aveira. Somebody who is in Avdei Hashem, focus, you know, would never do such a thing. The Maharal writes in his Chiddushi Agados right here. Shebevada, im adam chotei hu machmas ruach shtus, ki besechel lo masi klal chet. Right, if we're focused, if we have Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, we're not doing any chait. V'im chata bevade asa kein machmas sichlus. We're in a state of foolishness. V'chein matzinu sheshlomo hamelech mazkir b'chol sefer koheles es ha'yesahara b'shem kasil. Right, he's always, it's a fool. Right, because what are we doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life, and we're not even thinking clearly. The Tomer Tzvora, in the beginning of the Sefer, the Ramak writes, even when we're sinning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life. We ever think about that? It's unbelievable how we could ever do anything wrong. Because at the same time, you know, we're slapping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face, Chas V'Shalom, and then we're getting being mechaya by him. The Shem Yishmua writes, the Biri Adav here quotes it from the on Yom Kippur, Shekavanas HaGamara LaHoros, Shehis Yachasu Seinu LaAdam HaOver Aveira. It's a Kiruv message. If we see somebody doing something wrong, 99% of the cases, we have to realize they've been overcome by a ruach shtus, by the yetzahara. Generally, they're not doing it lahachas, right? Like the Chazon Ish writes in Hilcha Shechita, Bizman Hazeh, we don't really have the concept of a mumar lahachas, right? Everybody's tinok shenishvas. Do you get one in a million? Okay, you get one in a million. But somebody who grew up frum, who threw it away, who's anti, who's doing terrible things. But generally, most people in the world, most Jews in the world, are doing it because they have not been educated to the beauty of Torah. And they haven't been able to taste the time of Torah. So the Shem Yishmuel says that's the message of the Gemara. Right, that if we see somebody doing an Aveira, Tiyeh Kemola Adam, we have to look at them as a special, they have special needs. right? They've been overcome by they're a shota in this regard. Lo aleinu ruchstus v'nitshufa daitu alav kemosha mishtadlin l'raposo. And you try to heal somebody who is in that seinu mispalam alav rachamim. You have rachmanis. If we see somebody doing something wrong, we have to have rachmanis on them. We have to say, oi, we can't just say, and we have to have rachmanis, fellow Jews, you know, not doing the right thing. We have to have rachmanis on them. Like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's explanation of tochacha, lahochiach, to prove to them that they're better, to help lift them up, not to push them down, chas v'shalom. But that is the two ideas, the Maharal and the Shem Yishmuel, about this. Number one, obviously they don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, Ruach Shtus, and the Shem Yishmuel, we have to look at it as a sickness. And we're sick. And if it's us, then we have to try to get medicine. What's the best medicine? Barasi Yisahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, right? So we have to realize that we also need some medicine sometimes. Weiter. Tana Dever Bishmal. Now getting back, again, the whole Masechta is interwoven with Haggadah, Halacha, right? It's all mixed together. As we said at the end of Masechta's Nazir, that's the word Maseches. Maseches means woven. It's the idea that the hair was, by Shimshon, was woven onto the loom. So everything is interwoven here. Tanan Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei Mahe Mina Torei Decher Besota. We already referred to this yesterday. Why would one aid be Ne'eman in Sota when by Tuma? Remember, we had three stages. Kinui, Stira, and Tuma. If there's Kinui and Stira, so then if there's one aid for Tuma, we already do not allow her to drink. If there's one aid that actually something happened, she's not put to death. Apishne Edem Yakum Davar, to put to death, Chayiv Misa, that's only with two witnesses. But it's enough for us to say, based on the background of the situation, that she's not allowed to drink. Sharaglayim Ladavar. It's a good assumption. Shari Kinui Lavin Istira, Vedechan Mida Shitmeya. Right, the circumstantial evidence, based on the concern beforehand, we could assume that something actually happened. And therefore, she's already Asura Labayla. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. Rav Papa says to Abaya, wait a minute, Vaha. If you look in the Psukim, Kiksiva Kinui Basar Stira V'tumuhu Deksiva. The language of Kinui, the wording of Kinui, is said after the following Pasuk, after the Torah talks about Stira and Tuma. So you see, wouldn't that see that the tuma that we're talking about is not dafka with the background of the kinui and the stira, and therefore you can't give the svar of raglayim udavar? So Gemara says no. Amarle va'avar vikfar avar. Va'avar means he already had this wave of concern about his wife, and he already beforehand gave the warning. Elamayata. What? So you're telling me va'avar always means past? Usually the vav is the vav ahipoch. It makes it future. Avar is past. V'avar is future. So now you're telling me it means past. Elamayata. V'avar lachem kol chalutz. Right, by Reuven and Gad. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and all of you will pass. Hachanami. That means in the past. That means in the future. You'll all go in front of your brethren into Eretz Yisrael, and then you'll come back. So Gemara says, no, it depends on the context. Hasam midichsev over there where it says v'nich b'shah ha'aretz l'fnei Hashem v'yachar tashuvu. There it's clear. It means Hashem will help us conquer the 31 kings, and then you'll come back. Mashma de lahava. That's mashma future. Elahacha isaka daita kidichsevi. But if you go as it is written, Rash the Bachi as in v'nistara v'hi nitzma'a v'avar basar tuma v'stira kinui lamali. But as it's, if you take it as it's written, it doesn't make sense, because she already violated, and then he's giving warning. What kind of warning is there if she already violated? There's stira and tuma, and then kinui. So you know, based on context, what it means. Yes, usually va'avar means future, but here va'avar would mean past, based on the context. Vav, but again, the vav always changes it. We've quoted in the past the beautiful thought of the gra. The gra says the vav switches around. That's the difference between vayehi and vahaya. Yehi is future, vayehi is and it was, right? Haya is past, vehaya makes it into future. Vehaya im shamoa. Vehaya im shamoa. What's the message? Says the Gra, one other point, and the Gemara says, vayehi is lashon sar. Right? Vayehi b'me'achash ve'rosh. Vehaya is lashon simcha. Vehaya im shamoa tishmo mitzvosa. You listen. Why is vayehi sar and vehaya? Says the Gra. Vayehi, Yehi, Yehi is the future. You have dreams, you have aspirations, you're future focused, and you take that future, and then you say, Vayehi, you make it into the past, you say, I don't have a future, because of my past, whatever happened in the past is going to be mishabing me to what's in the future. That's Ein Olash and Sar. Vayehi, you take your future, and you say, it's darkened, and gloomy, because of my past. What's Vahaya? I take my past, I take my Haya, and I say, I'm going to build on my past and give myself a bright future. I'm going to change it into the future. I'm going to fulfill everything. V'haya. I change it. That's Lashon Simcha. That's Lashon Simcha, says the Grah. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing. Right in the middle. Tana the Rabbi Yishmael. Ein Adam Mekani Le'ishto. Ela Imkei Nichnasa Bo Ruach. So we just spoke about the person who does the Aveira. Let's see, in this case, the woman, right, she got a Ruach Shtus. Now we're saying the man himself got a Ruach in him, in order to do the kinui, shenemar va'aver alav ruach kina v'kinias ishto my ruach. What type of ruach are we talking about that would cause a man to be makani his wife? So machlokas. Rabbanan amri ruach tuma. The Rabbanan say ruach of tuma went in him. What's a ruach tuma? So Rashi says here al yidei satan habal lahach tio lahach nites ishto. Right, this is going like the opinion seems like Osir Lakanos. Not a good idea. It's that Satan is like trying to cause Shalom Bayis problems. Rav Ashi Amar, Ruach Tara. Rav Ashi, no, the opposite. Ruach Tara. Rashi, Shesone Esapritzus. Someone who hates this illicit behavior and he wants to solve, wants to help solve the problem. So Machlokas, the Ian Yaakov says, Elu Ve'elu. It might be a little of both. Umistavra, come on to Amar Ruach Tara. It makes sense and logical to say that it's Ruach Tara. I mean, there's something positive. The Tanya, why? Because both of the following opinions assume that V'kineas Ishto Rishus, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, one is allowed, it's a Rishus, to be Makani their wives. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chover, Rabbi Akiva says it's an obligation to be Makane. So, says the Gemara, both of them are saying it's either a great idea or an okay idea. But both of them, Mistama, assume Ruach Tara and not Ruach Tumah. Says the Gemara, Iyamar Bishlama Ruach Tara Shaper. If you say Ruach Tara, then fine, Shaper, you understand both opinions. Ela Iyamar Ruach Tumah, Rishus V'chova Li Yulei Le'inish Ruach Tumah B'nashe. Is it allowed or obligated to bring a Ruach Tumah into a person? So Mistama, both of these opinions hold Ruach Tara, that is the Pshat. What do we paskin? The Rama paskins about this case and the other cases that we're about to quote, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a Chova. That it's a Chova. The question that this is what the Tosfos Yadav asks, I misspoke before, the Tosfos Yadav right here asks, but how could he paskin like Rabbi Akiva if our Stama de Masnisan seems to say, remember we had Usher, it's not a good idea, we had yesterday, Makani, Dievet in, L'chachilo lo, it's not a good idea. So why the Rama paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The Kivan Dilatra, so, you know, it's against the Stam Mishnah, says the Tosfos Yontif, Kivan Dilatravayhu Mihu Lav Isurahu, Hilkach Les Hilchasa Kamas Nisan, Ubana Lachla Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero. Says the Tosfos Yontif something important for Klale Psak. If you have two opinions in a Braisa, both of them argue with each other, but they both argue on a Stam Mishnah, that's already considered a Rabim against the Stam Mishnah, that you could pass on like the Rabbim. Once you get into the Rabbim, into the Braisa, then you could choose about what's your normal rules of Psak, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Tosfos Yontif said here. Both of them go against the Mishnah, that Mekani is only B'di'eved, and then once you get into the world of the Braisa, then you could go like Rabbi Akiva, more than Mechaver. The Rishash here assumes that maybe the reason why the Rabbim passes like Rabbi Akiva is because of the coming up, the Hemshech HaGemara, which we will see soon. But now let's see. Says the Gemara, Gufa v'kine es ishto rishus divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chova. So machlokas number one. We're about to have three arguments, three machlokos, parallel machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether a certain action is mandated, obligatory, Rabbi Yishmael, or it's a rishus, it's allowed, but it's not mandatory. And we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in all the cases because of Chova. So machlokas first one is about kinui, whether it's a chova or it is a rishus. Number two, la yitama, a kohen being mitami for his relatives. Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says he can. If a kohen's sister dies, a kohen's father, he's allowed to go to the cemetery. He is not obligated to go to the cemetery. Rabbi Akiva omer chova. Rabbi Akiva says no, he's obligated. You do it bal karcha. Rashi quotes here, Tosfos quotes here. Tosfos quotes, what's the nafkamina between all these opinions? Bottom Tosfos. Nafkamina, number one, lo osek b'mitzvah. Do you apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah? If I'm involved, if a kohen is involved in a tumas for his mishpacha, is that doche another mitzvah? According to Rabbi Yishmael, no. He has to stop that because it's not really a mitzvah. He's not obligated. Only a mitzvah chiyuvis is doche, according to Tosfos. Osek b'mitzvah. Not a mitzvah chiyumis. Well, Rabbi Akiva would say, yeah, yes, you can. And number two, the second day is, do you force him? Would Beis Din force him to do this mitzvah? Would be mitame this person, bal karcho, to be mitame for his family? That's two nafkaminas, says Tosfos. That is machlokas number two. So number one, we have kinui. Number two, we have tumas kohanim. Number three, la'olam bohem ta'avodu. If a Jew has an Eved Kenani, he shall always serve. He's not allowed to set free the Eved Kenani among the other halachas of Avdus. So, lo mem tavodu. Rishus, the Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, that's allowed. Doesn't mean chiyuv. Rabbi Akiva omer chova. So, three different dayas about chova or rishus. Tosfos here asks an unbelievable question. You wouldn't think Tosfos would ask the question, but it's a fascinating question. The beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yishmael says Rishus by all these three, so doesn't that leave him with only 610 mitzvos? Unbelievable. Tosfos' assumption is, if it's not something that you have to do, it can't be counted as one of the 613. What does Tosfos do about Shechita? Right, Shechita. Unless Tosfos would say, there, if you're in the situation, it is obligatory. If you want to eat meat, you have to shecht. What about Netilas Yadayim? Right, Netilas Yadayim is Drabanan. But other situational mitzvos. So Lechora Tosfos would say, if it's ever obligatory, so then it counted as a mitzvah. Tosfos says, Tema l'Rebbe. V'chiles lei, does Rabbi Yishmael not hold up the Gemara at the end of Makkos about Taryag mitzvahs? Unbelievable. Right, the Hadam Rabbi Shili Mesechas Makkos. Sheish Veos V'yidgim al-Mitzvahs Nehmer l'Moshe B'Sinai. Right, the source for Taryag mitzvahs. Torah Tzivah l'Ana Moshe. Torah's Gematria 611. So 611 we heard from Moshe. 2 we heard straight from Hashem. That's the source for 613. So Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold of that, as Tosfos? V'nira, Tosfos gives the obvious answer, no. He'll be mashlim from somewhere else. V'nira, de bishar mitzvahs, de mafig Rabbi Yishmael mikra, avid le Rabbi Akiva asmachda, v'dorish le drash achrisi. Somewhere else that Rabbi Akiva leaves out three mitzvahs, Rabbi Yishmael would count those. Which is basically what we assume is what all the Rishonim do as well. We know there are many minyan ha-mitzvos, the Bahag was probably the first one, followed by the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag and the Smak and all the others with their countings, but they all hold. Rav Yerucha Fischer Prolau points this out in his Akdama to his commentary on the Rav Sadi Gon Sefer Mitzvahs. Everybody seems to hold of this. There are a couple of Havaminas and some Rishonim that maybe there aren't 613. But Kimana, all Rishonim assume, like this Gemara, what do you do that the Ramban knocked out many of the mitzvahs of the Rambam? So he's Mashlim. That's why he has the mitzvahs Sheshachach Me'an Arav in the essays and the Losa essays. But really, it is the same answer, the Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Sota. Right, Tosfos in Sota, right now, we know Daf Gimel. That says there would be 613, and the Tanoim would be Mashlim from elsewhere. That's what the Maariv Chayes talks about here. That's the Meiri, right? Many mentioned this idea that everybody would agree to that. Says the Meiri right here. It's a basic Meiri. Taryag mitzvahs nemar lo Moshe Misinai. Uminyan ze bichlalo lo matzinu alav cholik. Hein bepachos, hein beyeser. Nobody says more, nobody says less. V'chein b'minyin tzitzis. We know tzitzis, you know, you take the gematria of tzitzis with the 8 strings and the 5 knots. 613. U'mikom akom, minyin prate ha-mitzvos lo nizbarer. What exactly are those mitzvos? Are not clear. Ela harbe nechleku bohem ha-gaonim v'ha-chachamim. V'yaf raboseinu olav ha-shalom. Even raboseinu, not only the Rishonim, but Chazal. For example, right here, Vade ha'omer b'hem rishus tzorach lahashlim minyan atayag mitzad acher u'bisug yezu nechlug Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Akiva b'shalosh b'hem. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael argue about three of them right here. Very nice Meiri. The big shiloh is, l'may nafkamina. That's a shiloh that many ask. Like, why did the Rishonim spend so much mental energy figuring out what the mitzvos are? Okay, there are 613. Most of the time there aren't machlokos in terms of halacha. Most of the time. Right, we count, everybody counts that the Dalaminim as one mitzvah. How many count tzitzis as one mitzvah, tefillin as two mitzvahs, some as one? There are issues whether you count something as a mitzvah or not. Does that mean that there's a difference in halacha? Many times not. So l'may nafkamina, why did they spend so much mental energy there? So, obviously, because conceptual analysis and appreciation of the Torah is part of our life too. It's not just about doing it. It's about appreciating what we're doing. The biggest raya is that the greatest of minds spend so much time doing this. There's even a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam writes in his Akdama to Mishneh Torah. As follows, the Rambam says, in his Akdama to Sefer HaMitzvos, he has a little Akdama there, and he quotes, very, you might say, un-Rambam-like, but he quotes the Medrash about all the different parts of our body being keneged a different mitzvah. And that's why every time we do a mitzvah, and it's important to know what the mitzvahs are, so we can strengthen that part of the body. But then the Rambam quotes, Al Derech Drush, Mitzvahs Asei Mispar Ho'evarim, Klomar, Kol, but listen to how he quotes the Medrash, right? There's different versions. Kol Ever Ve'Ever Omer Lo Asei Bi Mitzvah. Every limb is screaming out, do this mitzvah for me! Give me Chiyus! Ve'Heyos Mitzvahs Lo Sasei Mispar Yimei Hashana. 365 lo sasei, 365 days of the year, klomar, kol yom vayom omer lo la'adam, al tase bi'aveira. Every day is screaming at us, don't do this, don't, and we don't know which one it is, so we have to say every aveira, every day is being screamed at, you know, each one. So it's important to know, every single aveira and mitzvah, what's it counted as, what it's not counted as, obviously there's a lot more there, but now let's continue. So we have these three of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Let's continue. Amalei Rav Papa LaAbaya, V'Amri LaRav Misharshi LaRava, Leima Rabbi Shmuel V'Rabbi Akiva, B'Chol HaTorah Kula Hachi Pligi, D'Mar Amar Chavrshutzu Mar Amar Chovel? Another unbelievable question. How the Gemara could be asking this? Rabbi Shmuel says Rishus. Does he say that about every mitzvah in the Torah? Every mitzvah in the Torah he's going to say Rishus? Why does he say these are Rishus? The Torah lists them as mitzvos. Why does he say Rishus? Look at Rashi. You can't believe this question. Im Kain, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Zaseh L'Rabbi Shmuel Chova. You don't have to do any mitzvah on Rabbi Yishmael. Right, there's only los ases. The Gemara says, no, come on. No, the Gemara says that it's obviously these three based on context. Amalei hacha b'kroi pligi. The question, what was the havamina? There was really a havamina that according to Rabbi Yishmael, there are no mitzvahs that you have to do. Right, only the los ases, obviously, but that's unbelievable. Or maybe the Gemara just doesn't understand. It's really a question leading up to the answer. You know, it's machlokas about the psukim. Number one, we're going to talk about each one. V'kinei es ishto rishus de Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva omer chova. My time with Rabbi Yishmael. Why does Rabbi Yishmael say rishus? Savra laki aitani. He holds like the following opinion. Titania, the Brisa says. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer. Kilafisha omer Torah lo sisnes asichicha bilavecha. The Torah says, I shall not hate my brother in my heart. The iser of sinas Yisrael, of hating a fellow Jew. Yachov. You might think it even applies where a man's wife is, you know, acting inappropriately. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say this is a rishus? Because it's really just overcoming the iser sinah. The Torah says it's aser, but here you're allowed to. That's the next step. An allowance. For Rabbi Akiva, kiniach rinixiv. Rabbi Akiva says no. There's a double lashon of kinui. It says v'kinei twice. One time to allow it, the second time to obligate it. Two times. For Rabbi Yishmael, Aidi Dabai Lamichta, Vihi Nitzma, Vihi Lo Nitzma, because it has to repeat the double, whether she became Tame or didn't become Tame, both of them, it's a Safek, and she's usher to her husband, Ksivnami Vikini Asishu, it repeats Vikinui, Likid the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, like the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael says, the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, called Parsha, Shenam Ravanishnes, any time that a Torah has to repeat something, Lo Nishnes Ela Bishvil Davar Shenes Chadishba. The Torah repeats it for the thing that is new, even though it's going to repeat certain things that were mentioned already. So because the Torah has to mention, Vihi Nitma, Vihi Lo Nitma, so it repeats the Kinui, but not to teach me anything from that extra word of Kinui. Rabbi Akiva says it's teaching me obligatory, but that's number one. There is a machlokas rishonim, interestingly, about sinas achet. There's a beautiful sefer, if you've ever seen it, called Mishpatei HaShalom, which goes through all of the mitzvos, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, details showing that there's many mitzvos that we think are like Lefnim Mishuras Adin, but it's halacha, just like halacha about eating kosher. Sinas Yisrael, right? Damak Avschus. The second that we see somebody doing something in a situation where we have to be down the kafskos and we think badly of them, at that moment in my mind, I violated an issa daraisa. Or I did not fulfill a mitzvah zaseh. B'tzedek tishpon amisecha. All of it, and he goes through. So there he quotes, this machlokas rishonim. And the Stipler quotes it also in Arachin Simen Dalid. We know if I hate my friend in my heart, right? I violate the issa daraisa of sinas Yisrael. There are exceptions when you're allowed to hate, but generally not. What happens if I then act based upon it? I can't hold it in. What does the pasuk say? So some Rishonim say, is it worse to act on it, or is it better to act on it? Not act on it in a vengeful way, because that's nekama, that's a separate iser. But what if I go to my friend and I'm like, I'm really upset at you, because you did this to me, you wronged me, v'chulu. So some Rishonim interpret the pasuk like that. Don't let it fester in your heart, let it out so you can work it out. It's all a process. So letting it out is solving the problem of the Avera. It's not just making it worse. So it's a discussion in the Rishonim when I act based upon it. And oh, if I don't think that there's going to be any toeles, then I probably shouldn't say anything. I have to just overcome my own yetzer and try to be mochelim to the best of my abilities. But there is this discussion of whether acting on it is solving the problem. That's how some Rishonim understand the pasuk. Or it would make it worse. That's what he quotes here in Perek Beis in his Sefer. Number one. Number two, others say no. Because you're trying to undo it. Fine. Continuing, says the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, La Yitma. So, second machlok, it's about Tumas Kohanim. Rishus, Dibri, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Chover. Rabbi Kiva says Chover, it's an obligation. My time, Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say it's only Rishus? I did the sit and Mar La Kohanim, B'nei Aharon, via Marta Lehem, Lenevish, Lehitama, Biamov. Because it says the Kohanim have an Isser, normally, so it's Rechalamichtav, La Yitma. Because it's usually Aser, just like we said before. Because it's usually Aser, the Torah has to say it is allowed. Rabbi Akiva, mi ki im l'she'ero nafka. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you already know that it's allowed from the other pasuk, l'she'ero. Lo yitama lama li l'chova. So lo yitama must be going beyond. It is not only allowed, but it is obligatory. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with the extra phrase? Lo yitama for his sister. He becomes tame ve mitama le'ivareha. But he does not come tame just for a limb of his sister, Rachman al-Islan. Rabbi Akiva, im kein lifta Rachman al-Lava l'shtok. It could have just said law to teach me that. La yitma, la malish mamina. So why does it repeat the word yitma? To teach me that it's obligatory. V'Rabbi Yishmael, why does it repeat the word? Aidi, the kasav la, kasav nami yitma. Look at the Tani of the Rabbi Yishmael. The Tani of the Rabbi Yishmael. Kaparashish nem Rabbi Nishnes. Lo Nishnes ela bishul davar shenis chadishba. As we just said, Rabbi Yishmael is not so makpid about an extra word that's repeated because the rest of the pasuk was needed to teach me the chiddush. That is all number two. The Rambam, interestingly, uses lo yitama, uses this pasuk, obligatory, as one of the two makaras that he quotes for the mitzvah of Avelos. Lo yitama sounds like only tuma, the Rambam quotes in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Avelos is also learns from that pasuk. There might be other makaros, but that's the Rambam. And that's also part of why it's obligatory. The Kohen has to be mitami himself, has the Rambam Shita, that Avelos at least one day is the Araisa. That is an important discussion. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. What about Shalol Tzarech Hames? Is the one allowed or obligated to be mitami? Let's say it's Shabbos, so you're not burying. Could a Kohen go into the Ohel Hames of his father? There's no Tzarech right here. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether that is allowed. The Ramah paskins that even B'Shabbos is mutter. The Ramah and Yeredeya and Shin, Ayin, Gimel paskins that is mutter. Okay, that's all number two. Number three, the third discussion, how Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus, La'olam, Bohem, Ta'avodu, the mitzvah of keeping an Eved Kenani. Rishus, Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chov, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's obligatory. So again, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say it's a Rishus? I did the Kisiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, normally by the seven nations that were in Canaan, that were over the Avodah Zarah, that refused to leave, that didn't want to make peace, they didn't want to accept the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it says, Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama. So, Ishrach Nami, Lemichtav, Lo Olamem Tavodu. That's why it has to say, you would think, Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, no, if they're your Eved Canaanis, so then you are allowed to hold on to them, and they're allowed to work for you. Lemishrei echad mikala umos sheba ala kananis vaholin mimena bench ata rasha iliknoso. When what is it teaching me? That you're talking about if you have someone whose father is from one of the other nations, not the seven, and the mother is a kananis, you are allowed to keep him. He's not included in losachaya kol neshama. Why? Because that goes after the father. Patrilineal descent when it comes to the non-Jews. D'tanya, minayin lechem min ha'umo, shebala kananis, folded mimena ben. How do you know that one of the other nations who lives with a Canaan anis and has a child, shatar rashai liknoso be'eved, that you're allowed to have him as an eved, and there's a mitzvah not to let him go. Tamil lomar v'gami b'nei atoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. The b'nei atoshavim that live with you, from them you shall buy. That live with you. Yachol afa kanani shebal achas min ha'umos v'ol imen aven shatar rashai liknoso be'eved. What about the opposite? You would think even if a male kanani and a female from outside, you're also allowed to have them. Tamalomar, no. Asher holidu ba'artzachem. That gave birth in your land. Min hanoladim ba'artzachem, velo min hagarim ba'artzachem. Those that happen to have given birth in your land and not those that live in your land. The Gemara is assuming that the women live in the place where they are from. And the men are the ones that travel. And therefore, if the Pasuk says, those that give birth here, means they're not always here. Meaning the man is from outside, and the woman is from here. But the flip side would be us, or that would be considered one of the seven nations, and there will be a mitzvah of Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael uses this for. The heter, there's an Israel Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. So the heter of allowing this Evet to stay with you, that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. Let's finish this, and then we'll talk about the mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, may hem tiknu nafka. You already know it from that lashon. You can buy from them. Lo olam bem tavod olam ali lachova. That's teaching me it's an obligation. Rabbi Yishmael, bahem velo ba'achichem. No, that's teaching me bahem. You can work them velo ba'achem and not with your brothers. There's an iser to do avodas perech by an eved ivri. That's bahem velo ba'achichem. That's counted as a lo sasei. Rabbi Akiva, ba'achichem misefet dekra nafka. You know that from the end of the pasuk. Uba'achichem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'achiv lo sida vo befarech. It says beferish. But what is parech? Useless labor. That's what the Rambam describes. Useless. You don't really want this to be done. You're just using it for no reason. Rabbi Yishmael, why does it repeat that? As we said already twice, I did the chsivu ba'achechem, chsiv nami bohem. Look at the ton of the Rabbi Yishmael. The ton of Rabbi Yishmael, chopasha shenem ravanishnes, lo nishnes alabishol davar, sheneschadesh ba. The mitzvah of lahem, olam bohem tavodu, the Sefer HaChinuch describes, is only when you, on a Daraisa level, is only, there's a mitzvah say, to keep them, because the ultimate goal of the world is to have an Am HaNivchar, and have other people who also believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helping the Am HaNivchar be that Or LaGoyim, and therefore there's a mitzvah of La'olam Behem Tavodu. But, says the Chinuch, on a Daraisa level, if there is a reason to bring Kvot Shamayim, which would mandate freeing an Eved, then that would be allowed on a Daraisa level. The Sefer HaChinuch's Lashon, it's an inherent limitation. So what is he talking about? He's talking about the Gemara and Brachas. Remember the Gemara and Brachas that Rabbi Elazar was in Shul with his Eved? There were nine men. They couldn't find the center. They couldn't find the tenth man. So what did he do? He was Meshachar his Eved. Ask the Gemara, how could he do that? He's violating. No, mitzvah's different. What do you mean a mitzvah? It's an Issa Daraisa. Or an Issa Darabonim. So that's the Chinuch. The Ran says it. The Chinuch says it right here in Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin. This mitzvah is inherently limited. If there is a different reason that mandates Kvod Shamayim, then you could quote-unquote violate, because it's not called a violation. It's only Lohem Bohem Tavodu when that would bring Kvod Shamayim. If you have another act that would bring Kvod Shamayim, then that would be allowed. And Rabbi Yishmael is even more Mekel, right? We pass on like Rabbi Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Amar of Chizda, Zanusa Bebesa, Kikar Yelushum Shema, Znus in a house is like a worm inside a sesame seed. The Meiri explains, because a lot of times the fruit looks good on the outside, but you open it up, it's disgusting and wormy. Sometimes Znus, on the outside, everything looks fine. To the outsiders, even to the other member of the relationship that doesn't know. But it's really being destroyed from the inside. Also anger in a house, destroys. And both of these are even worse by a woman, Rashi says, because the woman is the one that is osek b'tzarchei habayis, right? The man is usually more outside, so that's why the destruction from the inside happens from the woman. Obviously, if a man is also being destructive on the outside, but you wouldn't have the same mushal of the worm on the inside. Avavagavar leslanba, but you wouldn't have the same mushal by a man. That's a different type of destruction. Before Am Yisrael sinned, there was Shechina on each and every individual. But once we sinned, and Rashi explains specifically with Arayos, Nistalka Shechina Mayhem, then we lost the Shechina, Shenemar, Velo Yira, Becha, Erbaz Dover, Vesham Me'acharecha. Hashem is not interested in Znus. There's Znus, he's leaving. Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Kala Osa Mitzvah Achaz Ba'olam Azeh, If we do a mitzvah, as the Mepharshim explained, that creates a certain power, that creates a certain malach, and that malach goes ahead of us into Olam Haba. Shene'emar v'holach lefanecha tzidkecha. V'chola over aveira achas ba'olam hazeh, but if you do an aveira, milafafto v'holachas lefanev li'yom adin, that surrounds us and schleps us to the Yom Adin. The Marshal explains the difference in Mashal. By a mitzvah, we don't have to run. We don't have to be dragged. We're going to go to Olam Haba. So the mitzvah goes, and we're running behind it. But by the aveira, we're not interested in going. We don't want to go, so that Avera is around us and schleps us there. Shene'emar, Yilafto, Archost, Arkam, their caravans are going in circles, Ya'alu, Beto, Biovedu. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Kshur, Boka, Kelef. Right, it's the Avera is with us, tied to us like a dog. Shene'emar, Veloshame, Ela, Lishkav, Etzla, Liyosima, by Yosef, and Eshes Potifar, Lishkav, Etzla, Bola, Mazel, Liyosima, Lola, Maba. Period. So again, as we see, the interplay between Agada, Halacha, so you have all of these right here. The Ben Yehoyada writes in Avodah Zarah, the reason for the difference between going ahead or being wrapped around. Zach and Ladam Shlobafanov. So the mitzvah could go in front of us and testify on our behalf even before we're there. Right? But Ein Chavin Ladam Elabafanov. The Avera can't say a word until we're there. So that's why the Avera has to go with us. That's the Ben Yehoyada in Avodah Zarah. This Gemara comes up there on Daf Hey. That's the Ben Yehoyada right there. Tzinan Asim. Let's start at least the next piece. Says the Mishnah later on. Getting back to Edom, how many Edom you need for each section? Shahaya Bedin, it would have been logical to require a different amount of Edom. Uma Edus HaRishona, if the Edus Rishona, that means here the Stira, that means the Yichud. If the Edus of Yichud, She'ein Osar Te Isser Olam, that doesn't create a permanent Isser. Meaning, you could drink the water and become mutter. The yichud does not create a permanent isser. Edim is kayem es babakas bishtayim, still needs at least two edim. Edus achrona, the edus of tumma, show sar to isser olam, that asas are forever, ain't additional to kayem babakas bishtayim. Surely she should need two. Tamalomer, that's the chiddush, ve'edin ba, kol sheyeshba. That's the chiddush that as we started off today's daf, that even one aid is good enough for aid tumma. So Gemara says, well, if that's true, so say the opposite kalvachomer. Vakalvachomer le edus harishona meata. Uma edus haachrona, if edus haachrona, which is the edus on tumma. Show sar to isser olam. Miskayemes beid achad, such a significant edus is okay even with one. Edus harishona, edus on the yichud, she eno sar to isser olam, eno din shetiskay beid achad. Surely should be, one should be enough. Tamalomar ki matzah be'erbas davar, no. For stira, and for all other cases in life, you need alpishnayim edim. It says kimatzav erbas davar ulhalanu omer, and also by dinim mamonis it says alpishnei edim or alpishloshe edim yakum davar by two or three edim ma davar ha'amor lahalan alpishnayim edim afkan alpishnayim. Right, so that's why you need both theirs. That's the makar of needing two witnesses. A lot to talk about there, but let's just finish. Hi, michimatzav erbas davar nafka. What you learned that you need two from that phrase mi ba nafka. Yesterday we had the exclusion, ba velo bekinoi, ba velo bestira mi boile. What do you need to bring me a mucker from outside that you always need two witnesses for the stira? You know it from within sota itself, ba only tuma is allowed with one, and not others. The Gemara says, hakinami kamar. Yes, that's what the Gemara is saying, really, the brisa. Tamalomar ba, ba velo bekini, ba velo bestira, on one aid for the tuma, vituma ba alma, general tuma, below kini, below stira. What if there was no kini and stira? There was no raglayim ladavar. How many? You need two. So for that, nemar kan ki masav erevas davar. For nemar lahalan api shnayim edim api shlosh edim yakum davar. Mal davar amar lahalan edim shnayim afkan edim shnayim. So you're right. But how do we know that you need two edim for the kinoi and the stira? Or the stira? That's from with a nazir makar, it's a sota makar itself. But how do you know that if there was no kini and stira, a regular eishes isha zinsa, you only ask her with two witnesses? That's based on the comparison to dinim amanis. Especially tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of different types of edim based on this salimud, Reb Chaim, and the Ksos. And Hashem, then we'll continue with inyanim of sota that come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir, Hashem is up.